Here is some of the boys that are have been well trained for the sawmill project. Alfred Denetso is 22 years old. He was born in Granada, Arizona. He attended high school and served 4 years in the United States Navy, pertaining to employment at the sawmill. Mr. Denetso was employed by Philip Pullen Mine at Church Rock, New Mexico. He still resides in Church Rock. He is married and has no children. He humbling or reading, art, sport, and machinery. He plans to contain with electric work. Kikes Nota began with the class during the last quarter and was too late to join to qualities for the Toolbox Award. Nonetheless, he had a high average of grade. Mr. Nota is 25 years old. He was born in Torreon, New Mexico. He attended high school at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and vocational school at Haskell Institution. Mr. Nota was employed by Albuquerque Indian School. He now resides in Cuba, New Mexico. His chief holdman is hunting, and tenant is contained with electric work. Wilbert Morgan is 21 years old. He was born in Lupton, Arizona. He attended Window Rock High School and received vocational training at Haskell Institution. Was in forestry work on a lookout tower in the Fort Fortifance area. His chief holdbug is hunting. He is to contain with the electric training. James Salawa is 34 years old. He received a high school level of education in the Army. His experience including a total of 7 years employment with El Paso National Gas Company, the Burden of Indian Affairs, and the Navajo Tribe. Mr. Solowell was married and his 3 children. He reserved at Fortifance, Arizona. He humblings are riding, hunting, and coptering. Fred F. Thompson was the winner of a box of tools, a prize well earned by the delegate trainees. He was born in Lukachuca, Arizona, 26 years ago. He attended Intermountain Indian School at Bernhardt, Utah. Mr. Thompson has been employed at the Navajo Tribe Sawmill and Sawmill for 3 years, and for the past year has been working for Navajo Forest Production Industry. He has also worked for the Guaranteed Mine Company in Rico, Colorado. Mr. Thompson considered is a Navajo, New Mexico. He is married and has 1 son. His humbling is lettercraft and writing. He is attaining to contain with the electric work. Johnson Bowman joined the class during the fourth lesson and remained through the level lesson, at which time he was called to the army. Mr. Bowman was doing very well in his responsible of training during the time he was with us. Mr. Bowman is married and has no children. He has his bodily rodeo activities. Surely there is no single element which will stimulate the development of an area or contribute to the advancement of its people more than electrical power. That tiredness invisible of mankind which shows appear and find it. These personal is unlimited and which very emergence are motivated by the needs of the people. To analyze the benefit derived from the use of electric power would be an endless risk. In the general sense, however, we know that the extent of its use measures promotionally and with remarkable accuracy the extent of progress made by countries and regions throughout the world. Not too many years ago, the Tribal Council held its meeting around the campfire, devoting both warmth and light from the fuel of the fire alone, and for the most part, the remainder of this vast reservation was this base unity, which long had been standard community of the reservation. The need for electric power was recognized and understudied by the Tribal Council long before its distribution was to become academically feasible. In 1958, with the expansion of the shipwreck area, the electrical power generated by the steam system then in use became inadequate, and the Navajo tribe was authorized by the Bureau of Indian Affairs to take appropriate action to collect the problem. The Navajo Council elect to enter into an agreement with the town of Farmington, Mexico to supply the equipment power to the shipwreck area until the Navajo tribe was in a position to resume operation of the system. The following years, the Tribal Council organized an entity known as Navajo Tribal Unity Authority to negotiate with Farmington in the
construction of a 69,000-volt transmission line between Shubrook and Farmington, and to arrange for the installation of a substation at Shubrook. This committee was then composed of 3 members of the Navajo Tribal Council. Its membership was later increased when its authority was extended to include administration of all the unity system for the Navajo tribe. In steam operation, two braid at Shubrook was terminated by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1960, and now and new vests were open to the Navajo tribal. Shibley, the Magrics of the reality of power for the Navajo people. The system at Shubrook has since been extended west to Tisnesbus, another line now under construction, while contribute power from Indian Wells north through the Chinle Valley to Minifon, Round Rock, and Lukajikwe in Wells, serve Kanato, Chinle, and other community in that area. But this is only the beginning. It is the plan of the Tribal Council to supply electronic power through approximately 600 miles of the reservation by the end of fiscal years 1963. The Jean Cannon Dam, soon to be complete, promise a continued flow of hydroelectric power of the system, which will monitor tremendously the capability of the Navajo Tribal Unity Authority in its drive to supply power to the people. Many billions of dollars have been invested in the past 5 years by the Navajo Tribal in the development of water wells and windmills. With the proper distribution of electronic power, many of these water systems will soon produce a much abundant and economical water supply through connect of electric pump to the extended water supply system. Ronald Electronic and Engineering Company became associated with the Navajo Tribal Unity Authority through construction of the first substation on the reservation, and since has shared in the achievement of bringing power to the people by constructing trans system and distribution line on the reservation. To have witnessed to fulfillment through far of the hopes of the Navajo tribe has been a gratifying experience for the electronic contractor known well the value to the people of these miles upon miles of constructor and poles as they carry electric power through the land. These constructors of power stand shapely against the horizon of Navajo land to reflect a job well done by the Navajo people for the benefit of the Navajo tribe. The Navajo Tribal Unity Authority is composed of 7 members of the Navajo Tribal Council. Its purpose is to finish public unity to the Navajo Reservation. In May 1960, Mr. P.W. Vernes Vanderhoof was elected to serve as General Manager of the Navajo Tribal Unity Authority. A veteran in the development of the unity system, Mr. Vanderhoof had devoted many years to the study, construction, operation, and administration of public unity. His background and his ability served him well to carry out the board responsibility for the Navajo tribe. The Navajo Tribal Unity Authority is charged with the responsibility of planning, development, operating, maintaining, and administering all unity system for the Navajo tribe. The ethics of supplying unity through a 25,000 square mile area, much of which is not accessible by road, is an arduous progress, and a great deal of time and consideration is devoted to planning and scarring trees activities. The entire spectrums of the public unity program is receiving continuing study, and it is stimulate that approximately 36 separate unity systems will have been installed during fiscal years 1963. A great deal of progress has been made by Navajo Tribal Unity Authority during the past 2 years. Already in operation on the reservation are 3 electronical systems at Winterock, Shubrook, and Chimley for national gas system, at Winterock, Tehachi for the funds and Navajo, and four water and soil system at Tehachi, Winterock, Navajo, and Tuba City, with a fifth soon to be activate at Fort Fox. Supervisors are assigned to direct the operation of the variety system, and Navajo workers are being trained in the operation, maintenance, and repair of these systems. An electronic superintendent directs the operation of line work, his function being that of supervising the training of line, screws, and keeping the best of the progress of the jobs. Plans are being made for the addition of a number of central stations and community pressure systems during the certain years. Gas and power distributed system will be extended to serve more of the reservation. The Navajo tribe is making every effort to contract a network and transmission line linking all parts of the reservation and distributed line and substation at major blanket area and center.